Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist. And each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Spotting Cultural Signals Before They Go Mainstream. Let's dive in. Here's the uncomfortable truth about marketing today. Most brands are playing catch-up. They chase trends when everyone's already talking about them, paying premium prices for saturated attention. But the real competitive advantage? That comes from spotting cultural signals 6 to 12 months before they explode into mainstream consciousness. Think of culture like an iceberg. What we see on the surface, those viral TikTok dances, those memes flooding LinkedIn, that's just the tip. The real mass, the real power, is underneath, and that's where smart brands need to be looking. I call this the signal-to-noise framework. You need to monitor three distinct layers simultaneously. First, underground communities on Reddit and Discord, where authentic conversations happen without corporate interference. Second, bridge platforms like TikTok and Twitter, where niche ideas start crossing into broader awareness. Finally, mainstream adoption through traditional media and major influencers. The magic happens when you spot consistent themes appearing across different subcultures at the same time. But here's the key. Don't just track volume, track velocity. Rapid acceleration and engagement within niche spaces is your crystal ball for mainstream breakout. Now, how do you know when to act? I use what I call the 15% rule. Research consistently shows that cultural shifts gain unstoppable momentum when 15% of a target audience engages. Use social listening tools to measure share of voice growth rates in communities that matter to your brand. Create a scoring system: novelty plus cross-platform presence plus influencer adoption rate. When these three factors align, you've found your signal. Let me give you a perfect example. In late 2021, Duolingo spotted something brewing in niche Twitter communities and Gen Z Discord servers, this emerging appetite for brands with unhinged, aggressive personalities. While their competitors were still playing it safe with polished corporate speak content, Duolingo started testing chaotic, humorous social media posts. By the time brand chaos became mainstream marketing doctrine in 2022, they already owned the space. The result? A 40% increase in social engagement and a 23% boost in app downloads. They didn't follow the trend, they helped create it. This is what I call the cultural beta test strategy. Launch micro campaigns, testing emerging cultural references with small budget allocations. A/B test these signals against established trends. Most importantly, build rapid response creative systems that can capitalize on validated signals within 48 to 72 hours. Here's your assignment. Conduct a 48-hour cultural signal audit. Set up monitoring dashboards for 5 relevant subreddits and 10 emerging hashtags in your space. Identify 3 micro-influencers who consistently surface trends before they break mainstream. Then test 1 emerging cultural reference in your next content piece and measure the engagement lift. Being first to a cultural moment isn't just about timing, it's about authenticity. When you spot signals early, you participate in culture creation rather than culture mimicry. That's the difference between driving growth and chasing it. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture, stay ahead of competitors. Cultural Intelligence Report.